Thank goodness the breathing inside the cave is my own. All else is quiet. I open my eyes. I can open my eyes. And when I rub them, my face feels cold and wet. Did I faint? I shiver and pull my hoodie tight around my body. Then it hits me. I can move again, but my head is foggy and I've lost all track of time. How long have I been in here? Suddenly, all I want to do is get out of this dark hole and go home. It's gotten way too intense for me, too intense to handle alone. Enough is enough. Inching along back to the opening of the cave, I am desperate to see the light. When I reach the rock face, there's still no light. The light is gone, which means the opening is gone. I sweep the flat of my hands back and forth across the rock surface, frantically searching near the ground, but it isn't there. I try not to lose it altogether. I tell myself that I'm just confused by everything that's happened. I need to relax and get my bearings. I force myself to breathe deeply and slowly, just like Aunt Maddie taught me, and search again. But it's no good. The opening is gone. Don't panic. Whatever you do, don't panic. I know if I panic, I won't get anywhere. So I slowly and carefully start inching my way along in the opposite direction, hoping desperately for a sliver of light, no matter how small. And just as I feel the hot prickle of a tear sliding down the side of my cheek, I see it. A shaft of watery light coming in from around a bend. I'm too grateful to be cautious, and within seconds I see an opening. A different opening, but at least an opening. It's a long, narrow gap in the rock, and I have to stand sideways and suck in my stomach as much as I can in order to squeeze through it. While I'm relieved to finally be outside, in the light, breathing fresh air, I'm completely disoriented. Where am I? I recognize the woods, but where's the trail? And why is it so quiet? I can't hear any of the usual noise from the road that goes past the marina, only the sounds of the forest all around me. The trees are taller and wider, and the light is fighting to break through the thick green canopy overhead. Huge sword ferns and tangles of bramble vines surround me in all directions. I check my digital watch. It isn't working. I tap it a couple of times with my fingernail, but it seems to be stuck at 4:11:26 p.m. That's weird. It feels like morning. The light is pale and new, and I can hear shorebirds in the distance now, calling over the sound of the ocean. How long was I in the cave? I walk around, testing a few steps, on legs stiff from being frozen in the same position for what felt like an eternity. When was that? I see a tangle of blackberry vines with ripe, and I mean ripe, blackberries a few feet away. My stomach growls and I realize that I'm hungry, so I go over and stuff my mouth with berries. The juice is delicious and sweet, and my fingers instantly stain a dark purple. Blackberries? I stop eating as it hits me. You don't get blackberries in June. Blackberries are in August. I always go blackberry picking just before school starts up again. Whoa, just how long has my watch been stopped? I look around again to get my bearings. It usually only takes 5 more minutes to get from here to the road that crosses to Nell's Bakery. Somehow I know that isn't the case anymore. There isn't any trail, and I can't see or hear any road. And if there isn't any road, then there isn't any bakery, which means there isn't any Nell. If there isn't any Nell, then, worst of all, there isn't any Dad. There isn't any anybody. It takes a moment to sink in, but if that's true, it means I'm alone.